There, I'll make an announcement, which is, I have an idea for something to do for the parade, for the sacred writing. Is there any person or two that has not been seconded to be in the parade for some reason who'd like to be in the... Anyway, if you're interested, you can speak to me afterward.
Well, I'm interested, but I've been kind of taken over by our...
He's claimed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might be claimed.
You could run fast, though.
Okay.
You could be at different places.
That's true.
Okay.
I told Linda, after I've suffered through too legit to quit, I know what true humiliation is in the village. I can do anything now.
Too legit to quit.
I'm free.
Okay.
It was a dance routine that Steph put us up to.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was an experience to forget.
Okay.
Including circling around, dancing on the fire ring. I'd so love to have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hewitt and me were dance partners.
I think we better move on.
Yeah,
all right. The images.
Okay. So welcome. So this evening we're going to do an exercise and kind of exploring, building on. This afternoon there was a Bible study where Nancy was looking at the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John there are all these phrases like, I am the bread of life, I am the door, I am the living water, so on. So, Jane Kenyon, who's a poet from New Hampshire, wrote this poem called Briefly It Enters, Briefly It Speaks. And so she's taking that energy of I am and infusing it into sort of little moments, little glimpses, little encounters with the sacred, what might have been called moments of grace or delight or joy. And so I'm just going to invite us to go around the circle reading one at a time, and some of them, most of them are very short. One of them is three lines, but two of them are three lines, but otherwise. So I'll start and then Elaine will just keep going around. So, I am the blossom in a book and found again after 200 years.
I am the maker, the lover, and the keeper.
When the young girl who starves sits down to a table, she will sit beside me.
I am the food on the prisoner's plate.
I am water rushing to the wellhead, filling the pitcher until it spills.
I am the patient gardener of the dry and weedy garden.
I am the stone step, the latch, and the working hinge.
I am the heart contracted by joy, the longest hair, white before the rest.
I am the basket of fruit presented to the window, to the widow.
I am the musk rose opening. I'm sorry. It's unattended, the fern on the boggy summit.
I am the one whose love overcomes you, already with you when you think to call my name.
Thank you. I'll just invite any response, any particular one of these images she's cast that interested you as you heard them.
I am the heart contracted by joy. That's an interesting use of the word contracted.
Yes.
For me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would never have thought of I am the food on the prisoner's plate.
Uh-huh.
She just leaves it there.
Yeah.
But like, you know, because you think of these kind of beautiful things or outside or something, and then food on a prisoner's plate.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because then there's this dot, dot, dot. So what else, what happened next?
Mm-hmm. The image of the longest hair, right before the rest, for some reason it captivates me. I don't know why.
Yeah. Makes me think of my Aunt Ella, who was my dad's aunt, who had white hair. Well, the story in my family is that when I ran up to their house, having met her once before, when I was 4 years old in Edmonton, Alberta, I ran to the front door, and I must have had this association with white hair And so she opened the door and I said, oh, I see you're still alive.
There he is.
Yeah. White hair, dad, I don't know. In my mind, at that age. But I remember when I got my first white hair about 28, you know.
You look in the mirror every day. I see you're still alive.
I'm still alive. That's right. Anyway, yeah. So what I'm going to invite us to do for the time we have is to you're going to have write 10 sentence stems. Each one's going to start with I am. But I'm going to invite you to search for images that encounters you've had here at Holden. You know, it might be something like I am the deer, you know, whatever dot dot dot, or I am the rock, or I'm the boulder, or you know, whatever it happens to be, you know, like anything, you know, in nature that you've encountered. It might be a bird, it might be an animal, it might be a shrub, it might be a flower, it might be, you know, a mountain, but just to let these things speak by using this I am the, or I am a, and then just see what comes. Just take some time now for yourself.
And just like the three words, or do a phrase like this?
Yeah, okay. So phrases like this, so they can be several lines or a line.
So is it all nature stuff or anything?
Let's move it to nature stuff. Yeah. Okay, so letting this be for us a judgment-free, competition-free zone. Just anyone who wishes to is welcome to share, knowing that each voice will be different, and to when others speak, to listen in and hear what each unique contribution is around the circle. You can pass if you want to, but you're most welcome to contribute. So we'll start with someone who'd love to jump in or wants to get it over with, and then we'll just go around. Yeah, okay, Linda? Okay, we'll just go clockwise around the circle.
I am the flowing water of Railroad Creek, laughing at big machines that seek to contain me. I am the red-headed western tanager, fluffing my yellow feathers as I fly from cedar to pine, exciting all who see me. I am the doe of sharp hooves and courageous heart, beware any who would approach my trembling fawn. I am the Copper Mountain, whose heart has been ripped out. There are things that cannot be made whole again. I am the night sky with 1,000 eyes contemplating the smallness of you. I am a golden aspen leaf holding on even as my tree is clothed in white. I am the hummingbird drinking the sugar water you've hung on the porch until the daffodils open themselves to me. I am the Engelmann spruce whose sorrow in dying will be transformed as I am transformed into a well-loved guitar who sings my song of wood.
Thank you. Linda.
I was just enjoying that. I am the llama, keening to my friends, batting my huge eyelids. I am the fawn, springing stiff-legged across the gravel. I am the lumbering marmot, part bear, part squirrel, a dash of guinea pig, graciously showing myself in a relaxed and extended moment. I am the tiny white star of a flower easily overlooked. I am the tree long ago fallen over the trail, now amusing myself by cold cocking the inattentive hiker. I don't know who that was. I am the springing grass, long, lush, and inviting, like the hair of a young lover. I am the waterfall married to the air, from this union birthing endless frothing children. I am the extravagant poppy dressed like a queen, with a mysterious heart of the deepest black. I am the brawling chipmunk growling to protect the food I stole a second ago. I am the ancient silence, also known as mountain. I see all, endure all, neither welcome nor refuse.
Thank you.
I am a dead mother tree with seedlings to nurture. I am the sticks and stones in your shoes, slowing you down. I am sap, the tears from the wounded tree. I am the deer following you along my path and watching you through the leaves. I am sun, and I love your skin too much. I am the flower crushed by a foot. I am a mosquito, fat with blood and lazy with contentment. I am the bird, flashing my brilliant colors for warning and singing my song for welcome. I am a mountain, feeling the lizard slide up my stone face. And I am the earth, pulling you down from space.
Thank you.
I am the hummingbird, zipping from chalet to chalet, never overstaying my visit. I am the scent of the fallen tree wafting into the worker's nose, refreshing. I am the shallow pool of water, step in me and receive. I am the dry grass, holding on for dear life. I am the poppy, bright, popping, pretty, ready to party. I am the all-encompassing sky, my vibrant blue, enveloping the village. I am the fly, tasting, touching, biting the human arm. I am the chipmunk, courageous in my search for food. I am the green, communicating life abounds, all is well. I am the human, walking, thinking, loving, serving, the crown of creation.
Thank you. Holly.
I am rushing swirls of creek water, wrapping ankle bones in icy shock. I am doe, delicately folding hooves, tilting head over shoulder. I am two mountains, shoulders arming the valley of God. I am the tiniest white-petaled flower. Slip me in a letter. I am dust swarming with the boom of a log and landing. I am the crescendo of a cricket's rolling vibration. I am snow clinging like body hair. I am friend standing sun-kissed, sweat sparkling atop stump.
Thank you. Sarah.
I am the moth flicked off the post. I am the special meditation rock. I am the pebble captured in a shoe. I am the cottonwood ball rolling down the road. I am the bench waiting for conversation. I am the tailings changing. I am the gnarled tree. I need a help. What is that last, what is the bottom of the tree called?
Stump?
Stump. Thank you. You know, senior moment here. Please stop. I am the fawn bounding toward mom. I am the last ray of sun that tips buckskin.
Thank you.
I am the warm breeze on a hot and dry day, cooling sweat to my skin. I am the valley, the fields, the logs to be cut, creating space for the work. I am the invisible force behind the sun, indescribable but undeniable. I am the pines reaching, standing, and being, but just don't know it yet. I am the restlessness in early hours pushing me toward truth. I am awake in the cold water after work, although only for a glimpse. I am cottonwood seeds drifting to the ground, approaching the place.
Thank you.
I am the bird, finding solace in nature's bounty. I am the thriving pine, roots dug deep into mountain's rock. I am rushing water, guided by the stone. I am thirsty creatures of the world, thirst quenched by the flowing water. I am the one who binds together all souls in this place.
Thank you.
I am the cloud not visible, my droplets dispersed by the brilliant sun. I am the granite slabs beneath 10 Mile Falls, my innate roughness smoothed by rushing cool waters. I am the silence amidst the log splitter and rolling trucks. I am the shadow unseen beneath the noonday sun. I am the question reflected by the doe's opal, unblinking eye. I am the power behind an airborne chunk of firewood and the bruised finger beneath its landing. I am the thrill caressing the breeze, the gladness greeting your smile, the healing heart breaking your bread.
Mm. Thank you. I am the wind gusting at night, the first breeze after midnight. I am the chipmunk standing at the top of the steps, displaying my posture to the world. I am the deer that stops unafraid, who nibbles the grass a long time. I am the first stirring of birds, the world getting ready for a new day. I am the stump you will sit on when it is time for a break. I am the western tanager landing on a branch by the tree above you. I am the moon still visible when you rise before breakfast. I am the double poppy smiling in the sun, tall as ever. I am the mountain, ever present and watchful. I am the last snow patch, the chill and the melting.
I am the tree branch outside the window. I am the sand from under the brick pathways. I am the gently warming sun upon the shoulders. I am Railroad Creek finding a new path again. I am the greeting to the person getting off the bus for the first time. I am the rhubarb much loved by the community. I am the door waiting to be opened. I am the good ache after a new task. I am a book never fully read. I am the beginning that comes at the end.
Mm. Thank you.
It's interesting to hear these and to get points where people, everybody said something that's in mine, or something. What's that number? I am the quaking aspen, fluttering in the wind-blown air on a spring morning. I am the Indian paintbrush, aflame with new color, excitable, irrational, beckoning. I am the boot pounding dirt, directed by forces that defy words, driven by obsessions that know no rest. I am the sweet perfume of a fire that breaks and sputters without hesitation toward a singular purpose. I am the cougar that lurks on the trail, protecting my forest, watching over my brood, ready to leap, certain to run. I am the river that flows past your door, the water that nourishes. I am the flood that drowns. I am the cloud that brings rain. I am the unseen mist, the suffocating humidity. I am the river that flows, that knows. I am fed by snows that are fast melting. I am the dry rivulet that once raged and taunted. I am the mountain that will protect you. I am God's messengers to the heavens. I am the hummingbird at rest, the cottonwood seed, burst and spent, floating in the air, landing in your hair, traveling with you home.
Mm. Thank you. I'm just going to invite us to go around the circle again, beginning with you, Linda, and completing sort of sentence stems. Like, one is just something I noticed or am aware of, and then the other is I feel. So something.
Just noticed about the poetry?
Yeah, just noticed about the poetry, mm-hmm. The process.
I notice the uniqueness of every voice. and how I felt so much how we were all connected, in that I kept responding so much to other people's images and thinking I could totally be there with each image. So it's enriched my perceptions.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Yes, but...
Okay, so we're supposed to do both, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say feel?
Yes.
Okay. I think my feeling was about connection.
Okay, thank you. I was confused. Okay, I noticed that I really like people choosing some of the same images that I chose and like fleshing them out in a different way or a similar way, but like adding to the story and the coolness of different things. And I feel peaceful.
I also noticed how people took the same thing and totally described it differently, which I just really liked because I could see how each description was a new way to look at how I just like, okay, so an example is the poppy, because you both did the poppy, and I just totally connected with both of your descriptions, although I never would have described it that way. So that was really cool. And I feel good.
I noticed how connected we all are with nature. And I feel very relaxed. And
I noticed that I think it's hard to describe nature maybe in the way that you want, but the people use the metaphors to kind of, I think when descriptive words can't possibly, I liked how people use metaphors, I don't know. Anyway, similes help. I feel, I guess, connected.
Well, I noticed the familiar within our pieces of nature, and I also noticed some piece of nature that I thought, well, yeah, that makes sense. So that I wouldn't have thought of, and I liked that too. And so I smile.
I am smile.
There we go.
I noticed that every person that spoke, I felt my inner self kind of go, like some point, you know, when you just feel like somebody has said something that just really struck a chord. I guess that would be what everybody else said too, just in a different way. But yeah, so I actually had a physical reaction to what people were saying. And then I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm happy.
Yeah, to repeat the common theme, I feel like describing a shared place that we all have in common produces the shared experiences, but the different perceptions, which I think is just a metaphor for life in general, that human souls, all created by the same God, are experiencing similar things. We just sometimes get too self-focused to realize that other people are going through similar things. They just handle it and deal with it in a different way. I feel like it's very, any time that I have a chance to connect with nature, it's very peaceful and calming, and it's probably the best way that I would ever connect with God. So it's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, really ditto. I noticed how easy I think it is for most of us to see ourselves in nature. That's a wonderful thing. And again, the theme of connectedness and the connectedness of us all. I also noticed the different proportions of humor and sort of sober self-reflection in many of our metaphors. And I love how they balance each other out. Feel good.
Well, I noticed how, as each person read each item on their the piece, that each thing was announcing itself. The chipmunk, the poppy, the mountain. They all got their turn of saying, "Me too, I'm here," and that was fun to just hear all, like the total of all of what we were sharing. Each this orchestra of nature. And I feel, expansive, this sense.
I noticed that in the common themes, each of us chose different ways to describe things. And I might have referred to a bird, and the others of you knew its name. And it was really fun to hear what things are. Are forward in our thinking as we're writing things. And I feel at ease.
I was thinking about that I noticed that even though everybody had various images, that we all do connect at one level or not, but certain images had more power than others. Mm-hmm. Most of them, to be honest, didn't connect. But there were a couple that did. And I noticed that in what I wrote, there were two images that had a lot of power, and I was really drawn to them. And I feel empowered by those images, and it's like they were a surprise to me. So that's kind of a revelation. It says, these are fleeting things that can get lost, but pay attention to them. I had an incident at work, or a situation at work, that was kind of difficult, and this image just fed right into it. And just suddenly I thought, that's who I was in that situation. And so it's a feeling of, yeah, I want to pay more attention to those images, because they do.
What is the image?
The cougar.
I was going to guess that.
It was the cougar. The one word I left out, or that I wanted, I couldn't, I just realized when I read it, when I'm walking, there's an image that haunts me about cougars, that they say that you're watched often by cougars in this area, you know, all the time. And there's something really compelling about that image. But it's not a scary image to me. It's the idea that they're watching you and you don't know that. That's powerful and a little bit sobering too. And the image for me was protecting my forest, watching over my brood, ready to leap, certain to run. Was like, yeah, there's a power in that. I love that. She gave me energy.
Yeah, I think your voice reading it, that image struck me, because I can imagine your voice animating a cartoon or something of that. Of that deep, brooding voice.
Yeah.
Now you know what you're going to do after you leave home.
Yes.
All
right.
I think I noticed the title is so interesting. Briefly it enters and briefly it speaks. Yeah, this is a wonderful title that Jane King wrote.
Yeah.
And do we pay attention?
Do we pay attention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll just invite you to just consider how, you know, what you've written this evening, you know, as a way of being able to let metaphor be a vehicle for letting things be present to you. And you know, I could even walk around and sort of as a meditation practice, as you come up to a tree, I am the tree standing beside Ray. You know, or I am on the beach.